This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need.
Seven after the hour, Tuesday, January 31st. So I have some really good news for you. If you're out looking for a new car, today is your day. Today is the best opportunity. Oh, by the way, hello, let me introduce myself. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me, along with Victoria Keelan. We're part of the DJV gang. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. And you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show as well. The automotive dealerships around the country have had a very good year or two. Last year was a phenomenal year. This year, January, as in most Januaries, things are soft at the car dealers. So if you know anything, if McFadden were around, but he's not, he would tell you the same thing about the unsold inventory, which has left car dealers, especially today, the last day of the month, and a month that has seen soft sales. There's always, for President's Day, all kinds of sales, car sales, and that's how they ramp up their sales. But if you want to get a phenomenal deal on a new car, today is the day to do it. Go any, doesn't make any difference what car dealership, what brand you want, they all have to make their numbers. The way they run their business, they have monthly numbers. Most businesses are like this. They try to hit the number. The boss says to me a number, we got to sell 300 cars this month. Well, they don't, where'd they get that number? Last month, maybe they sold 295. So they, whatever the number is, it's always got to be better than the number before, the month before. That has not been the case this year. So if you have a need for a new car, there are some dealerships that are off as much as 42% this month from last year at the same time. There's a lot of people who are a little iffy about the economy. And so this is whether you want an SUV, you want a luxury car, you want a two-seater, whatever it is that you're looking for, this is the day to go buy a new car. All right? That's Uncle Dougie's advice for you.
I always thought the month of February, you know, when they say the best month to buy a certain appliance or the best month to buy a car, I always thought February was the month that's the best to buy a car.
There are more focus, there are more deals. Therefore, you don't see many promotions during January, and that's more normally because there is a lot of fiddling around with inventory, what they have left for 2016 cars, what's on the lot that are 2017s, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's all, one of the great things, I suppose, depending on how you define great, the amazing things about the car world, the dealership world, is the amount of markup that there is in certain brands and how they can play. You know, when you see an ad for a Chevy Silverado pickup truck, and it says, you save $9,000. What do you mean you save $9,000?
Pretty good, doesn't it?
How much is in these things? The average dealer is making a couple of grand on selling you a new car. That's the dealers are not making the dough selling you cars. They're making you dough. They're making their dough in the service department and adding on things to the purchase of the car. That's where they make their money.
I noticed the last time that I bought a car, which was in November, the salesperson told me, he said, you know, we used to make commission on these cars, but now we don't, there's not enough to be made. So he's like, we basically have to operate in bulk. So it doesn't matter what I go in and ask the guy to approve for you. I'm only making $150 or whatever he's making off the car sale.
Yeah. No, there isn't a lot of, there isn't really, there's not a lot of churn.
No. They sell a lot of packages now, I noticed, more than ever. When you go and actually get to financing, they want to sell you a coating on your car that you never have to wash it again. Or all these, you know, all these add-ons that are just, they're pricey.
Well, it's like the low jack.
Add-ons,
Yeah, that's how they do it, though. That's how they make their money. You're right.
Yeah.
You go see the finance guy.
The finance guy is more of a sales guy than the actual sales guy.
Yeah, right.
Snake oil guy.
I mean, this is the first time I bought a new car in a really long time, and we bought a car together for the first time in July. And we thought we were done with the sales part until we got into the little room where the guy who, like, kind of, like, acts like he's your dad and, like, super cool. He's like, well, you know, if you were my daughter, I'd want you to have this extra clear coat on your car.
You're like, in case of pigeon poops on it.
It's only going to be $500.
So how do you suppose it'll happen in the era of driverless cars? Who's going to buy them? If you're not who's buying these cars? I was looking at something over the weekend. All of the hype at, you know, where are we going in the car industry? And they're going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of Uber and Lyft type services around, zip cars, that kind of stuff. But if they're selling you a driverless car, who are they selling it to? If you're not driving it, then why are you going to buy it?
How does it get home from the lot?
Yeah.
And does it buy itself, really?
Yeah.
Right.
How does it know where to go?
Right. Probably how does it know how to park in your driveway?
Yeah.
You know, without blocking dad's car? Like, how does it know?
One step to the driverless car is I have this automatic brake feature on my car. My car has a lot of weird bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And one of them is when it senses something that you need to stop for, it'll hit the brakes for you. And I am going to tell you, that car is trying to give me a heart attack, because I'll be backing out of my driveway, which is a little bit of a slope, and the car will detect it. And so as I'm backing up, it'll all of a sudden hard hit the brakes, and I'll think that I've hit something. So I don't know. I mean, they still need to iron out a few wrinkles with these driverless.
Can you turn that feature off?
I'm sure you can. I have no idea how.
Yeah.
And then there are the new muscle cars. So we were talking about regular cars. Now the trend has been for certain people to find, both men and women. Women love muscle cars. And there is a real strength to them. SUVs, Chevy Camaro, the Dodge Challenger, the Ford Mustang, really doing quite well. The best in 10 years. So if you're looking for, I'm just sort of, I like cars, and I nose around every once in a while. And when I'm going through an airport, I look at two things in the Hudson newsstand, the fitness magazines and the car magazines. I love to look at the car magazines. The muscle cars that we're talking about, the Dodge, the Chevy, and the Ford, retain 48% to 49% of their value after 3 to 4 years, which is way above. Typically, a three-year-old vehicle has lost about 10% a year. And these muscle cars are 40% above where the regular cars are after 3 years, which I find very interesting. Huh. A lot of convertibles now. Go to the rental agencies. Every time I didn't bring a car to California this year with me. So each time I go out, I rent a different car. I was telling you a story about the Volkswagen that I rented last week. And I have been tempted to rent one of these, Mustang or Camaro convertibles, especially a Mustang convertible. I know the Camaro convertible doesn't do much for me. But these things are selling in big numbers, and this is an area where there's big markup. You don't get much of a markup on a pickup truck or a regular sedan, that kind of stuff. But some of these muscle cars, they'll sell them, they'll take the sticker. And I know, well, in Southern California, where Jennifer and I are, where these things are in high demand, they'll take the sticker and add 10 grand to it. And the people will still be standing outside the door trying to buy them. Wow. So if a Camaro lists for $49, you have to pay $59 for it to get it out. And so that's where the dealer is making serious money on the sale of a special car. That's why they all want to get a hold of as many of them. But yet the other side of that is, you kind of, if you have too many of them, then they're going to go down in value. You got to keep it to a certain point of exclusivity. I think there's more focus on that with Mustangs than anything else. They're the hardest to get, in my experience, anyway. Richie told me the other day, Rich bought a, I had a 68 Camaro convertible which went Richie's way a few years ago. And he sold it and bought a Ford Bronco. And I know that the numbers were about the same. The Chevy Camaro he sold and got the same, he got the money for it, and then he used that same amount of money as how he bought the Bronco. There is, because Ford just announced that they're going to start remaking Broncos, the value of his, which was the series before the OJ Bronco.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the one from the year before. The value has gone from in the mid-20s to almost $100,000 for that thing.
Wow.
And these are great investments.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. Crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, Valentine's Day. Is it crazy that it's here? It's upon us? It's crazy. And so if you would like to get in on the surprise quotient, now is the time to do it. If you have found that the person you're trying to impress or perhaps enable, how's that for a word, on Valentine's Day...
Well, that's a different connotation for me. No, okay.
Be enabled. If you want to be enabled on Valentine's Day, I got a tip for you. Flowers won't do it. No, the old flower routine, forget that. No, no, no. If you really want to make an impact this year, give them the unforgettable gift of strawberries dipped in chocolate. And I'm not talking just milk chocolate, dark chocolate, but white chocolate. Have all kinds of decorative swizzles and chopped nuts they put on them. Depending, you can make these things to order and have them sent to her at the office or wherever she works. That's great for points. I think both ladies said yesterday, I was talking about this, that's Point City, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you do it that way?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry's Berries, what we're talking about. Sherry's Berries, incredible collection of all kinds of fruity gifts, the package, the way they present it, the berries themselves. This is great stuff. And it's guaranteed, by the way, or your money back. If they aren't the freshest and best strawberries done up the way I describe them, then you get your money back. And believe me, these people have been... This actually is an interesting story, how they got started doing this in the local level, and then it took off like lots of other little businesses. They become huge businesses because they're successful. And as I remind you about Valentine's Day being around the corner, I remind you of the best way to get Sherry's Berries. That's very easily done by going to berries.com, starting price $19.99. And if you want to double the amount of berries, you pay $10 more. So you need my code, however, to take advantage of the deal. It's berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in D-J-V. All right? D-J-V. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in D-J-V, order them now, and be ready for some fun after they arrive, if you know what I mean. 19 past the hour with D-J-V.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Colby's lozenges on hand. Clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your colds and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist. and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own?
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Stream change after the hour. It's the music portion of this hour. Every hour we have at this point some musical stories, and I'm supposed to let Kara play the music for a little bit and then talk and then bring the music back according to our listener who's the new program director. So let's crank up Miranda Lambert here.
When the earth lay alive, come on. Well, everybody's got a spark. It's easy. With pockets full of rain, I sit and watch the whiskey pour, the married man, the exit door, the beginning of another map.
She sounds older here than what I think I remember her sounding like. You'll recall she's been divorced from Blake Shelton for a year or so now. She's got a new tour called the Highway Vagabond Tour. But before she went out on the road, she had a small showing at Joe's Bar in Chicago last week. She told the crowd, "I got divorced, so I started drinking a little extra." During her set, she opened up about the inspiration behind her track, this song you listened to called Ugly Lights, from her sixth studio album, The Weight of These Wings, that was released a couple months ago. She said, "I found myself in Midtown Nashville three nights in a row with lights coming on. I'm still sitting there. So I wrote a song about it. Every record I've ever made has been a reflection of where I am in my life, no matter how old I am. And I've never held back at all. But this time, with what I happen to be going through in my life, being honest was never really a choice. Everybody knew anyway. So I just said I'm going to journal it. Good days, bad days, use it for my art," which is her art of singing. So what do we think about
it? It's actually pretty healthy, right? I mean, if you're feeling depressed.
Get it off the chest.
Yeah, get it out.
Right,
Well, the stories, you know, there's a lot of, and to their credit, not a lot of the real story as to why Blake and Miranda split up or actually out there. Some speculate that it was Miranda that was cheating on him and that they just weren't spending a lot of time together. So obviously this depression was real. So there was that concert a few months ago where she actually had to leave the stage crying when she was singing the song that they wrote together. So, I mean, this is a hard thing. This is a big life change. And when you have plans for for yourself, I can see where when things go awry, you try to find positive ways to channel your depression, and sometimes you just have to drink a little more.
And I think the rumor or the sort of perception was that Miranda, it wasn't really affected by the divorce, that Blake was the one who was heartbroken, and then he found Gwen Stefani, and she was heartbroken, and now they're both unbroken or whatever. But I think that this kind of made me feel a little sad for Miranda. I mean, there's always two sides to every, or three sides to every divorce.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Okay, let's move on musically to Mariah Carey, although she's not at a high point with me. The apex is gone. It's upside down now as far as I'm concerned. She was very full of conversation in Sunday night's Mariah's World season finale. This was that reality TV show, right? Isn't that,
On E,
So, who's, I mean, is it over because nobody's watching it anymore?
Oh, the season ended. I don't think anyone did really watch it. I don't know. Yeah. I saw one bit of it, and it just looked like it was her in a bad movie. Staged acting, and it staged everything.
Yeah. I don't, you know, so she's broken up with her boyfriend, big deal.
Well, the that guy apparently broke up with her, the billionaire guy.
Yeah. Why would you want to hang around with somebody who's so self-focused, self-centered?
Totally.
Why? How do you get a relationship going with someone that somebody is so one-sided? It doesn't work. All right. There's a Ponzi scheme that's been discovered. This outfit selling Hamilton and Adele tickets has been broken. A couple of folks arrested for allegedly soliciting multi-million-dollar investors by telling them plans to buy blocks of tickets for popular performances like Hamilton and Adele.
I've got some ice to sell you too in Alaska. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you think Hamilton tickets are available, that should be your first clue.
Well, but see, that's what happens. This is what I was talking about before. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Boredom, boredom, boredom. Are you boring your cats? You know, a lot of people call me up with cat questions. The cat's scratching the furniture. He's waking me up at night. He doesn't let me sleep. Why are cats so bothersome? Very often, cats don't understand why they're kept inside. However, that's what I recommend that you do. It's way too dangerous to let them out. But cats are nomadic by nature. In other words, they like changes in their environment. So take the time to teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. But there are now enclosures outside that you can buy where your cat can go outside in a safe, sensible way without being lost or being attacked by another animal. Remember, cats are incredibly bright animals. In fact, they're so smart I convinced people that they can't be trained, so we leave them alone. But make sure you keep them mentally stimulated. You can use cardboard boxes, paper bags, grow some organics for them. But remember this, a cat that's not bored is a well-behaved cat. When they're bored, they will figure out a way to get your attention, and chances are you're not going to like it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
You are heart, soul, and mind. Hello, this is the DJV Experience. These different perspectives on what's going on in our world today from top to bottom. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. What do you think of Mick Jagger, who's 73, being married to a 30-year-old and having a son? How old is too old to be a father? I couldn't imagine being a father. I'm younger than Jagger is, but I couldn't imagine it. When I'm around my grandson, I imagine being with a youngster that age and loving the time and the relationship that I have with him.
Right.
But at this point, But I mean, guys like that who have that kind of dough,
yeah,
have, they don't have, they don't become, they're not really fathers. They've donated the sperm,
yeah,
and that's about it. How much impact is he going to have? But then that brings you around to responsibility and stuff, and you know, to thinking about what's appropriate is, and I don't even know if that's the right word. I just wonder how many of you who are listening right now who are in your even 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, there are a lot of people who raise their eyebrows when they see things like this happening, and then they just sort of pass it off. But without thought to what sort of a reality that child is going to have is coming into the world, basically without a father, even though he's there, he's not really there. And so, you know, I mean, think about that. What would you, have you got a time in which, Jennifer, you would say to somebody, I mean, I guess it goes with how old is too old to be married to somebody at whatever age? What's this 30-year-old looking for from a guy who's 73?
I often wonder that, but a lot of times it's security and it's a feeling of safety. And obviously we know what the older person's looking for. They're looking for youth and vitality and holding on to it. I mean, I've thought a lot about this, and I think morally, I think I would probably have an issue in my own life with something like that. But mm-hmm. I still don't think we should impose our judgment on what these other people.
No, I'm not. I only want to know what you think about you and your life.
I mean, my life, I think that's it's a strange age difference, number one. And number two, I don't think I'd want to be giving someone a father who's 70-something years old because right. I don't think that's really fair to the kid. But that being said, who am I to judge?
I agree. I mean, it's obviously this girl has been dating him for a few years and, you know, I mean, now her kid has got a piece of the inheritance. I mean, you can't help but think, like, you know, she's trading money in place of a father, you know, a real father. So it's her, you know, it's her choice. Do I think that she's doing right by her child? No, because I'm very lucky to have a wonderful dad, and I would not trade money for that. No. So, you know, but whatever.
But there's a lot of single moms who raise their kids, and they turn out just fine, and this one will have a lot of money to do it, I guess.
Yeah,
well, but money isn't going to, what's the old expression, can't buy me love?
Mm-hmm.
Money doesn't bring you happiness. And as a matter of fact, many people I know who have a lot more money than I do find their life to be miserable because they can't seem, they're always worried about somebody trying to get their money from them, or they're worried about the responsibility that it, you know, that it brings. It isn't a responsibility, having money. It really is.
But you would think that someone like Mick Jagger, who has a lot of money, you would think that he would be a little more paranoid about someone trying to get a kid out of him.
Well, maybe
he
he's got so much that he doesn't care.
Maybe. I mean, why hasn't he had a vasectomy at this point?
And he's looking for the companionship. I always think about Mick Jagger's other kids. Who are the other kids that are involved when these things happen?
Right.
The adult children, do you think, oh, God, here we go
again? He's got a lot of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a whole brood.
Yeah.
All right, not asking for judgment, just food for thought. 39 past the hour. The Major League, here's another sports item here from Biff, Biff, and Biff. I can be Biff too, can I?
Sure.
What would be a better name for me? What's a better name than Biff?
You know, I think if we have to be Biff, so do you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So Biff, Biff, and Biff. Yesterday, Major League Baseball, as they get ready for spring, I was going to say spring cleaning, spring training camps, open up this weekend, or is it next weekend, for the pitchers and catchers the week after that.
Yeah.
It's the team in the week after that. They start last week of February. They start their season, the grapefruit or whatever they call it, early season. So yesterday, the Major League Baseball machine announced that the St. Louis Cardinals is going to have to pay a $2 million fine. Remember from a couple of years ago when the St. Louis Cardinals, one of their coaches, hacked into the Houston Astros database to snoop around, looking at trades and scouting reports and all that sort of thing? So Major League Baseball has decided to fine the Cardinals $2 million. It took them 2 years to figure this out.
I think because the guy's not there anymore, right?
Well,
he's no longer
prison.
With the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think he went
to prison.
Well, I mean,
but at the time, I don't think he was with the Cardinals anymore. I think he did it while he was, right? There was a lag in there.
Well, no, I think he was with the Cardinals, but I think he had been with the Houston Astros or something like that. But
yes,
the question
I believe you're right, Jennifer.
Why in the heck do you want to hack the Houston Astros? Let's go after a team.
That's really a question, right?
Yeah. Why do you
hack into the Yankees or something?
Give me a break. Yeah.
Why waste your time? The Boy Scouts of America say they are going to accept members based on the gender indicated on their application, which will allow transgender children to become scouts. I scratch my head every time I see some of this. I saw this last night and I thought to myself, are we going back to this again? This is one of those things. Some people think it's much ado about nothing. Some people are confused by it. Some people are unhappy about it. Some people don't understand what the issue is. And I may be there. I don't understand. Okay, so you're now saying that you are a boy, but you feel like a girl. So that would mean that you would go to the girls' room, even though you still have a penis. I don't understand.
Well, I don't think the scouts are stripping down in a locker room. This is like after school activities and stuff. I don't think that any.
But why do they
really
even have to have a position? Why do they have to have a position on it?
Well, because if a girl is technically born with girl parts, but she identifies as a boy and she wants to be in the Boy Scouts and she dresses like a boy and looks like a boy, then up until now she would not be allowed to
be
in the Boy Scouts.
So girls can be Boy Scouts is what this is, Dougie.
Girls can be boys.
Can be Boy Scouts.
Can boys be girls?
Yes.
Did the Girl Scouts let boys in?
That I don't know.
I don't actually. That's true. I don't know. This isn't the Scouts of America. This is the Boy Scouts, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
But the Girl Scouts, similar organization. I don't know that they've been outspoken about all of this.
I don't know.
It just bothers me that there's so much homophobia or whatever phobia it is. Just and I also don't understand. Honestly, maybe this is an age thing. I don't get at that. I mean, I remember kids in high school that I knew when I mean, I've never been, my gaydar has not been very strong ever in my life. But I remember a couple of kids that were sort of boy George-ish in their junior year. You know, but that was only, they were actors in school plays and, you know, that kind of stuff. And that isn't a sign that you're going to be gay, but it's just, you know, you could tell that there was a little more lightness on their loafers. So,
oh, boy, there he goes. He ruins it.
You know what? Actually, I'm sort of chuckling to myself. I was very entertained last night watching The Apprentice at this. I don't even know. Boy George is just phenomenally.
He's a really good contestant.
I've met him. Yeah, he's a very good contestant. But the other guy who was the host must be from QVC or something. The other gay guy. I don't know. I forget what his name is.
Oh, Carson Kressley.
Carson.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Yeah.
What does he do? What is his shtick?
He was part of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
He was the
fashion guy. And then he's been a TV host ever since. He's done a ton of different things. Yeah. He's great.
And the guy who's, there's another one on them. Muhammad Ali's daughter is on the other team, along with the guy who's the host of the Ninja Warrior show.
Oh, right. That guy's got a good personality, too.
Who is that guy? What's his name?
I don't know.
He doesn't impress
Steve
me.
Something?
Yeah, he's not that bright.
Can I ask the important question? Is Snooki still in it?
No.
Gonzo. Aww. I think she was the first one out.
Yeah, second.
Poor Snooki.
Snooki couldn't make it.
I was rooting for her.
Yeah, of course. Samantha Bee, who knows who she is?
We all do.
Okay, so she's a comedian. She's now trying to make some hay while the sun shines. I'm not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner this spring. I'm going to have my own dinner. Okay, so what? Why is anybody paying any? She's doing this to get attention so she can enhance her career, right? What else? Why else would she be doing this?
Well, why does anything
enhance her career?
Yeah, why does anything ever air on television then, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner is going to take place at the Washington Willard Hotel on April 29th. And they're actually going to televise it on TBS.
Right.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year?
There are two dinners, the White House Correspondents Dinner, and then there's another one, the News Correspondent. They have them, a couple of them every year, traditionally, and the president gets roasted. And
no, I don't think this year.
You don't think he's going to? Oh, no, he'll show up.
He's going to be there, but I don't think he's going to be roasted. This is going to be, I think, a very different...
No, I'm not talking about this one that she's doing. I'm talking about the one, the regular
I'm talking about the real one.
Yeah, you think...
He'll get roasted. He's got a pretty good sense of humor. Remember, he did that roast with Hillary.
Yeah.
He roasted her.
The owl...
He's roasting someone.
Yeah.
But he also made fun of himself. It was, you know.
Yeah. All right, anyway, 45 past the hour. Television, the official... television report coming up here.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
Now let's tap into the mind of Jennifer Horn. Find out what we have challenge-wise. Cobwebs. No cobwebs there. Too much activity. The television world and what was on. I found last night's the first time in ages that I've actually sat down and watched a couple of hours of television, and I was appalled at what crud there was. I'm serious. There's nothing on the major.
You're just looking in the wrong place.
Really? Okay, so tell me where I should have looked.
Housewives?
Last night? Gotham. I would have watched Gotham last night.
No, it's too violent for me. I'm not interested anymore.
I'm telling you what I would have watched.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's what I would have watched last night on TV. But Gotham, I taped it. It was their season, or their winter finale. And that's what I would have done. I was actually working till very late last night, so I didn't get a chance to do that. But tonight, if you want a second chance, everybody's preparing for the Super Bowl, and maybe the best part of this year's Super Bowl will be the commercials. At least that's what we like to watch for. So the Super Bowl greatest commercials.
Can I let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
I'm not preparing for the Super Bowl.
No?
Not interested.
Well, you're the exception. The Super Bowl Greatest Commercials 2017 airs on CBS tonight at 9. Boomer Esiason and Daniela Rua are the hosts for the annual special. It's an interactive program during which viewers will be able to cast votes for their favorite big game ads. That's at 9 on CBS. Also on PBS tonight, the American Experience, The Race Underground. It's based in part on Doug Most's acclaimed non-fiction book, and it's a documentary that explores the battle to build America's first subway in Boston, Dougie.
Really?
All the engineering challenges, yes. Yeah. Now, if you're into something a little more dramatic, there's a brand new episode of This Is Us on NBC. New episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Bravo. There really is something for everyone. And even if you're left behind by all of that, Deadliest Catch has you covered. Watch some big old fish, 9 p.m. on Discovery.
All right. And then don't eat them, though. Because there's too much bad stuff in it. See, you'll watch it. 10 before the hour.
What a good report.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 after the hour, with me is my friend Uri Geller, who is a great... When it comes to greatness, there are lots of different ways of defining it. Uri's greatness comes from his ability to use his mind, but the fact that he has used his mind through his entire life is something that he tells you you can do. There are a lot of things. Every week, if you search Uri Geller's name, things come up. Uri and I have been friends for a long time. And it has nothing to do with anything other than the reason that we met was because of his powers. But our friendship isn't predicated on that. It's just on our friendship is predicated on how we are as human beings with each other and to each other. And to that end, Uri, there are a lot of people who are just plain angry. And it isn't just in our country. You read this stuff about North Korea. I mean, there's anger in England, which was your former country where you lived for 30 years, about Brexit. There's anger in the country where you are now, Israel, the walls. There's just the Russians and the Americans are angry. The Mexicans are angry. A lot of people in this country are angry. They were angry, and that's why they elected Trump. And now the people that didn't think he was going to get elected are angry. There's just so much anger everywhere. What do we do about that? What do you do? What does Uri Geller do with his mind to protect himself from yourself from being angry? What do you do?
Well, first of all, Doug, you've got to be patient and see the outcomes of what you're angry about. Now, like you said, there are people who are angry that they elected Donald Trump, but you've got to give a chance to see what he will do, what he will achieve. If he goes the wrong way, then you can be angry, but why be angry? Why stress out yourself? Why do you put yourself under kind of a psychological threat to your health by being angry? Angry is a negative. You don't want to be negative. You want to be a positive thinker. And by being angry or being having anxiety, you're basically telling your body to act against you. I think you'll agree with me. People think positive, have better lives, they live longer than people who think negative. And this is interesting because you can ask any doctor, for instance, any doctor will tell you that if he has a patient that is in a positive frame of mind, they will heal faster than patients who are in a negative frame of mind. There's also a lot to do with spiritual healing, spiritual thinking, and spiritual prayers. If you remember, a while ago, this was done at a university, an experiment. They took two groups of sick people. One group was prayed for, the other group was not. And guess what the outcome was? That the group of sick people that were prayed for healed faster. This shows us that we're all somehow connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread. And if you're angry, you transmit that anger to others. And, that's it. So my, again, advice is start thinking positive, be in an attitude of gratitude, visualize in your inner mind almost like an imaginary television screen into which you can project the good things that you want to come into your life, to happen to yourself. Play it like a movie. You will be surprised that your wishes will start coming true.
You know, it reminds me of the old song, one of the Disney movies, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. And if we dream, you go to bed with this stuff, whatever you go to bed with in your mind is going to, that's what's going to predicate whether you have a good night's sleep or not. So if you go to bed angry, you're not going to have a good night's sleep. There are reasons to be concerned for sure. Turn that concern, I think is what you're saying, into some positive movement. It's so much better for you unless you just be so angry you can't even see that. And there are a lot of people who are really pretty angry. But, you don't want people to get sick. And that's what happens when you're angry all the time. You get sick.
Yeah, Doug, listen, go to sleep with a positive mind. And if you are worried about something, don't bring it into your life until it doesn't hit you. Cross the bridge when that comes.
Yeah, right. One day at a time, in other words. See, I knew if I asked Uri to give you some advice on the general circumstances in the world, he'd have something magical to say. Mind Medicine, one of his great books. Check it out at his website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Thanks, Uri. 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.